Good morning and welcome to Town Square Sunday. I'm your host, Jim Phillips. This program highlights the work being done by nonprofits and charitable organizations in our region. One of those organizations is AHA in downtown New Bedford. AHA Night is held on the second Thursday of every month. That means that October 9th is the date for this month's celebration of New Bedford's art, history, and preservation. AHA Director Kim Goddard joins us again with a preview. So welcome back, Kim.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be here.
Music is always a big part of AHA Night, and Thursday the 9th will feature plenty of music and fun and lots of Halloween-themed activities, as you might imagine. It starts with Carter's Clothing parking lot being converted into a downtown dance floor. The New Moon Dance Party will be running from 6 to 9, and a DJ will provide the tunes. I imagine you've had dance parties before, maybe not in Carter's Clothing parking lot, but you tell me about it.
Absolutely. Well, and actually, this is late-breaking news. I just heard from the DJ because of, you know, things getting darker a little bit. We're going to start even earlier. We're going to start at 5 o'clock. But this is going to be fun. You're asking everyone to come with costumes, maybe that they've been hanging on to for a while, so that at the end, maybe they want to donate them. We're doing a drive for the Third Eye Youth Empowerment. And so we're collecting costumes, but also hoping people will be inspired by the culture and history of New Bedford, because there will be prizes. And we're going to be, you know, keeping an eye out for the best dressed.
Okay. So, you know, if you come dressed as a New Bedford character.
Yeah.
Part of New Bedford's history. You could come as the whaleman. And the whaleman's a little cold, but you could come as the whaleman. Part of New Bedford's history. Sounds like a fun time, and sounds like really a good way to start the fall, I guess.
Yeah, and kick off your AHA Night, because we'll be there. Our welcome desk will be there, so you can grab a program and do some crafts as well with our sponsor, Tufts Health.
More music at 760 Purchase Street, starting at 5:30. An AHA Seaport session with back-to-back sets starting at 5:30. Voodoo Sister and Miles Goulart will perform. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, Miles is the shop owner at Hewn, actually, and he plays the pedal harp. He writes his own songs. His work is sort of between, well, he describes it between joy and horror. So I guess that'll be appropriate for Halloween.
Range there.
And Voodoo Sister has a whole unique approach as well, sort of a combination of grunge, gothic, and European folk. So they're going to have back-to-back sets right there in his shop.
And like every month, the Buttonwood Brass will perform at the Harbor Hotel. That's at 222 Union Street from 6 to 8. And Neil McCarthy Neil McCarthy Trio, Electric Blues and Rock, will perform at the Poor Farm Tavern, 780 Purchase Street. That's from 8 to 11:30. These are people who donate. Well, I don't know. You tell me. I'm not familiar with how, if these people are paid or not, but they're there every second Thursday.
No, well, they are paid. Okay. You know, the Harbor Hotel has invited in the Buttonwood Brass to be there every AHA Night, which is great. Yep. And then Neil McCarthy at the Poor Farm. And, you know, these experiences are free, but we certainly believe in supporting the artists, so they do get paid.
Very good. So that's the music lineup for October 9th.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of other things, though, going on. If you have children, you might want to stop by the downtown library from 3 to 5. Halloween-inspired arts and crafts happening then. And it's also trick-or-treat and healthy eats in the courtyard behind the NB Community Health Center.
Yeah. So
mainly for kids?
Well, of all ages, we like to say, because there's going to be a lot of fun. And I think, you know, the health center is going to have all kinds of games. They're going to learn, you know, get some treats as well and learn about some healthy treats along the way. And many others are going to have Halloween themes, art and craft activities. So our website will be full of all those details. But I do want to call out, there's a new participant on AHA Night that's joining us, Nativity Prep. and they're going to be doing a decorating pumpkin activity. But on top of that, they've got a scavenger hunt planned, and they're going to be hiding 10 pumpkins with a nativity prep sticker. And if you find them, you can enter a raffle. So that should be a lot of fun.
And I can tell you, nativity prep, probably those kids get into it. I mean,
they're wonderful.
School. They love their school, and they like
Their community.
Yep.
So a great partner in this.
All right. You're listening to Town Square Sunday. I'm Jim Phillips. My guest is Kim Goddard, the director of AHA Night in New Bedford. October 9th's theme is Tunes, Treats, and Creative Streets. So there you go. The Great Pumpkin Parade is happening from 4 to 7 at up the hill at Roach Jones Duff House and Garden Museum. Have you been there? Have you seen it? I know you've seen Roach Jones, but have you seen the pumpkin parade before?
It's a crowd favorite. And they're actually still recruiting pumpkin carvers. So if any of your listeners are out there that want to participate and have their pumpkin be on display, they're still accepting pumpkins until, I guess, the 9th of October.
Okay.
But it's quite impressive to get there and see all the creativity through these gourds. But also what's fun is at the same time there'll be Cool Banana Wig performing there. And they're also very, very popular with the kids, where they can learn how to, you know, play homemade instruments that the band has created while having some refreshments with everyone.
Well, there you go. I mean, again, AHA Night is such a wonderful kind of conglomeration. You could go with little kids to the Great Pumpkin Parade and stay there from 4 to 7 and leave and go home. You don't need to look for other things, but if you want to do other things, it's all there.
There's plenty other things to enjoy. It's true.
Sure.
You can pick and choose what really resonates with you.
Okay, so it's a good place to remind folks, look, for times and venues, go to the website. And that website is?
ahanewbedford.org.
Okay, very simple. They have the complete schedule there, times, where it's happening. It's a great website. And again, the schedule is, I mean, it's everywhere. We're talking about a few things here during our segment, but I can tell you there's a lot more that doesn't make the radio. A lot more. So check it out.
Yeah, sometimes right up to the last minute, we'll get more programs online to share. But there'll be a program that night for people to pick up so they can guide their evening.
AHANewBedford.org, is that right?
AHANewBedford.org.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whaling Museum continues to be involved in AHA Night. They've got a scavenger hunt as well. I think it's indoors. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
The museum.
Scavenger hunt, a limbo contest, and a workshop on building giant kites. What's that about?
Yeah. So from 5 to 6:30, they have enlisted multimedia artist Magda Leon. So you can make big, colorful kites. And this is actually a hands-on workshop that celebrates the Mayan tradition from southern Guatemala. So it's going to be quite something just to even watch being made, as well as participating.
All right. So that's happening at the Whaling Museum on October 9th. There's also an opening reception on the 9th at the New Bedford Art Museum for Wayner Woods in Westport. That's a project that will be introduced that night at the Art Museum. I guess the reception goes from 5 to 8, so tell us about that.
Yeah, so natives Mary Sir and Chief Two Running Elk are collaborating on this project, and it's the first sculptural representation of an Eastern Woodlands Indian, and that will be installed at Wayner Woods Farm. And so at the museum, they're going to give you sort of a preview of what this monument is going to look like, and give you a behind the scenes look at their whole creative process.
Okay,
it should be fascinating.
Pictures,
yeah,
video.
There's going to be photographic portraits there as well that have inspired the whole approach to the sculpture.
And a Native American theme here, a Native American project, and I didn't hear about this until I read it on your list, and I said, "Wow, that's." That's really new. Hopefully, it'll be spectacular.
Yeah, and the Wayner Woods farm is really interesting in the plans that they have for that space, too. I mean, it's been in their family for 200 years, more than 200 years, mm-hmm. but they really want it to become a place that's, you know, about artists and residencies and food forests and seed saver farms and the like, and an orchard. So there's a lot going on over there.
All right. Look, I want to ask you about a couple of events that are not part of AHA, but that are something that the AHA folks are involved in.
Yeah.
You know, they had the summer music sessions, and that's ended now, but they're still going on these other projects. One of them is Group Cleanup, which is happening on October 10th,
right,
the day after AHA. And so tell us how that's going to work.
Sure. So as you mentioned, it's a cleanup effort, a cleanup and beautification effort that we are working with Nativity Prep again and Community Boating and others to organize volunteers to take on different sections of downtown and just do some cleanup, look around, kind of take in where there might be some need for beautification, for example. So we're calling these cleanup days mirror days. So they happen on when the number of the day matches the number of the month. So as you pointed out, October is 10-10. In November, it'll be 11-11, and right. so on. So it's at 10:30 on that Friday, and we're meeting at the Nativity Prep lobby, where we'll have anyone who would like to join us come in, and we'll take on several blocks of downtown.
Okay.
Last time we did it, we picked up 39 pounds of garbage.
All right. And will they always follow AHA nights? Not necessarily, right?
No, right, because of the date kind yeah. of always needing to be that mirror number. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we will be promoting the, you know, upcoming dates so everyone can jot that on their calendar, because even if you don't join the group effort, we're hoping everyone will sort of get that in their, you know, the routine. And so even if, you know, you wake up and you want to walk outside and sweep your front doorstep or water a flower, wash a window, you know, anything, everyone can join in the effort.
All right. There's also something else happening that you folks are, by the way, in 10-10, where do you gather? Where do people get?
At the Nativity Prep lobby.
All right.
At 10:30. Yeah.
All right. There is another item that you guys are involved in, and that is, a focus group that's planned for October 21st. And I guess there's others planned as well, but this first one is October 21st. And you are inviting, I'm sure, all of your partners in the downtown.
Yes.
And maybe people from outside the downtown.
Sure. Anyone who cares about the downtown, you know, which is really like the heart of the whole city, right? It's really important to keep it vital. Mm-hmm. And we recognize there's some things that could be improved. And we want to have an open conversation with community members, whether they be residents, property owners, business owners, visitors, people who work there.
Political people?
Sure. Okay. Anyone who cares. And we all care very much about our city. And we want to dig into these subjects. We want to, like, prioritize and look at where do we want to tackle, and if we want to do this on an ongoing basis, create some sort of entity that could take on these services for downtown. And so, you know, part of this additional work that we've taken on this year is to, you know, lead this effort to see where it takes us.
All right. So there's going to be focus group on October 21st, and I understand you're working with SERPED, Southeast Regional Planning and Economic Development District, I believe it is. And so they'll be running the focus group, is that right?
That's right. We've invited experts in to help us with this effort who've got a lot of good experience in this work, and Mass Inc. is also involved. So yeah, they're going to be facilitating those focus groups, the first of which is October 21st. And if you go to our website, you can sign up and get more details about where it will be, what time, et cetera. We hope everyone will participate.
All right. Well, you've had a wonderful record behind you of getting folks participating in AHA Night and getting folks participating in the summer music sessions. So I have no doubt you'll have a standing room only crowd at the focus group.
Well, thank you, Jim.
Well, all right. Is there anything else you want to add? I know that we don't know exactly what's happening, frankly, at the National Visitors Center. We just don't know. There are some things that are scheduled for the National Visitors Center
their artists in residence.
The Fishing Heritage Center, for instance, with their movies.
Oh, yeah.
Their documentary series.
Mm-hmm.
And they're wondering, I'm sure they're wondering if the center's going to be open. But look, these things happen from time to time, and hopefully it'll be resolved quickly, although there's no sign that it will. But we'll see. But with the federal government shutting down, that may mean the national parks are shutting down. So.
Right. So we just encourage everyone to keep track of our listing on the website. We mm-hmm. will keep that up to date with the latest information. But it would be wonderful if they could participate still. They have artists in residence there that are doing some really beautiful work that it's worth taking in.
All right. My thanks to Kim Goddard for stopping by with a rundown of AHA activities for Thursday, October 9th. For a complete list of all the activities, all the venues, the times, check it out at ahanewbedford.org. There you go. ahanewbedford.org. It sounds like a lot of fun happening on October the 9th. Thank you, Kim, for coming in.
It's great to be here.
Next, we'll tell you about a Fairhaven nonprofit looking to put people behind bars. That when Town Square Sunday continues.